Through the Holy Spirit and faith with the proper works, Almighty Yahweh is able to turn weakness into strength. There is great wisdom to be learned by those who possess the pure faith from above. The strength from Yahweh. Let's look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll conclude over here. Again, reading the words of the Apostle Paul, this man whose life experience was one which we can look at and gain a great deal of knowledge from. Yahweh's weakness, again, is stronger than the strength of men, is what he shows here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting with verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has Yahweh not made the wisdom of this world foolish? For seeing that in the wisdom of Elohim, the world, through its wisdom, did not know Yahweh, it was Yahweh's good pleasure, through the foolishness of the preaching, to save them that believe. Even to this day, a person of faith is looked upon as being someone foolish. Those who have faith, those who believe they'll be healed, those who look to Yahweh for the kingdom to come, those individuals who seek after righteousness many times are looked down upon because they are limited in their life, for instance, by keeping the Sabbath, the jobs that you can hold, by keeping the feast days, the dietary laws. These cramp the style of some people, and they say that's foolishness. Seeing that the Jews ask for signs and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach the Messiah impaled, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. But to them that are called, both Jews and Greeks, the Messiah is the power of Yahweh. Now that's a wondrous thing. In other words, in our weakness, in all that we would go through, there is power to be found. And that power comes from Almighty Yahweh through Yahshua the Messiah. And the wisdom of Yahweh, because the foolishness of Yahweh is wiser than men, and the weakness of Yahweh is stronger than men. For behold, your calling, brethren, that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But Yahweh chose the foolish things of the world, that he might put to shame them that are wise. And Yahweh chose the weak things of this world, that's you and I, weakness turned to strength, that he might put to shame the things that are strong. And the base things of the world and the things that are despised did Yahweh choose. Yes, and the things that are not, that he might bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh should glory before Elohim, but of him are you in the Messiah Yahshua, who was made to us wisdom from Yahweh, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in Yahweh. And truly, that is where our strength comes from. We could consider the fact that the strength that we have physically, that we can't stop a bullet, for instance. It's going to go right through us. It's going to damage us. The people of this world have the weapons that they need to destroy Yahweh's people. The adversary has great power, and he has, in fact, according to Revelation 12, come down upon Yahweh's people with great wrath. And many of us have felt that wrath. But nevertheless, with the weakness and the things that we would suffer, there is strength to be found. We are able to become a more spiritually minded people. We are able to learn from these things. And though the people of the world would look at us and they would say, we are cursed, yet we know that Almighty Yahweh is turning a curse of this world into a blessing. And that blessing may come in this lifetime, or that blessing may only come in the kingdom that is to come when Yahshua returns. Everything happens for a reason. Weakness in the flesh gives us an opportunity to exercise our faith in Yahweh and Yahshua. Through the help given to us by Almighty Yahweh and His Holy Spirit, it is possible to turn weakness into strength. Our weakness also gives rise to Philadelphia, as the brethren give help and support to one another. As Paul showed, with the help and support of others, and by having faith, Yahweh's power can be made perfect in our weakness. Remember the suffering of Yahshua in the garden. Remember the suffering of the Apostle Paul. Remember how Jacob became Israel while wrestling with the angel. By remembering these people, we can better face our weaknesses and allow our weaknesses to be turned into strength. So may Yahweh bless each one. And again, let us consider the opportunities that Yahweh gives us and how He does truly turn curses into blessings and how He truly turns weakness into strength. May Yahweh bless you.